Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, Shir number 17, Shigoyin LeDavid Mizmer Zayin, Pasuk Ches. We'll be focusing on Psukim Ches through Yud Beis in Mizmer Zayin chapter 7. And we have discussed already so far that David HaMelech starts off Shigoyin LeDavid. This is an introduction to this chapter where David HaMelech said he made a mistake. He admitted his mistake. What was the mistake? Different Mepharshim explained different ways. One mistake was that we said David HaMelech was singing of the downfall of his Rishoyim and included Shaul HaMelech, the Tzaddik Shaul, in the downfall of his enemies. That was one of the mistakes we discussed. Another mistake, Rashi brings down, that David HaMelech cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak, even though Shaul HaMelech was chasing after him, and David technically could have killed Shaul HaMelech. David felt Shaul really was not going to kill him, as we discussed in the previous shiurim, so he cut off the corner of his cloak to show Shaul HaMelech, I could have killed you, but I didn't. Therefore, stop chasing after me, because I don't want to kill you either. Nonetheless, Shaul HaMelech was anointed by Shmuel HaNavi. He was the anointed one, he was the Mashiach Hashem, and therefore, this was a mistake. And David HaMelech admits his mistake. Shigoyin LeDavid. We now pick up in Pasuk Ches, Va'adas Lumim. What we will be doing is, we'll first read the Psukim Ches through Yud Beis to get a Pasha Pshat. We'll ask a few questions and go back into the Psukim more in depth. Va'adas Lumim to say Yevekov Alel Amorim Shuva. David HaMelech is saying that the nations of the world, Umos Ha'olam, this is one Pshat, to say Yevekov, they come and surround him. Va'alel Amorim Shuva. But David asks Hashem to go back up to Shemayim. Hashem Yodin Amim, Hashem judges the nations, Hashem should punish the nations with Midas Hadin. Shafteini Hashem Kitzitki Kusumi Oloi. However, when it comes to me, David HaMelech is saying, even though I did make a mistake, my mistake of cutting off Shaul's cloak, or my mistake of incorporating Shaul HaMelech with my enemies, it was because Shaul was chasing after me, and really, I don't have any other mistakes in this regard. Therefore, David davens to Hashem, Shafteini Hashem, judge me kitzidki, like my righteousness, uchesumi olai, and my tmimus, my pureness. Yigmar no ra rishoyim. In Pasuk Yud, David continues and says, please, Hashem, end the evilness, Yigmar no ra rishoyim, of the evil people, sechoinin tzaddik. When it comes to the tzaddik, David's asking Hashem to see how he's really a tzaddik. Only Hashem is able to understand the inside of a person, his heart, his true intentions. And therefore, Hashem knows the truth that David is not really guilty. Magini al Elokim. Now David turns to Hashem. Since Hashem is the one who introspects and goes into the heart of a man, therefore, Magini al Elokim, I put my trust in Hashem, Moshiach u'yishrei leiv. Hashem is the one who is the Moshiach. Hashem will be protect me and save me. Elokim shayfei tzaddik v'kel zayim mechol yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shayfei tzaddik. He judges the righteous. V'kel zayim, kel is Hashem's name. Zayim, Hashem gets angry mechol yom every single day. Okay, these are the psukim. To understand deeper, let's ask a few questions. Question number one. Why does David HaMelech ask Hashem to go up back to the Shemayim, like we saw in Pasuk Ches, V'aleh l'morim shuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go back up to Shemayim. Why is David HaMelech asking Hashem to go back up to Shemayim? Question number two. If you look in the Psukim, with a Tehillim that has the trop, or a certain Tehillim, there's a psik. A psik is a line that goes straight down. Just like you have in Chumash, a line that goes straight down. Why is it in Pasuk Yud it says Yigmar no ra psik, a line is going straight down, Rishoyim? What is that psik, that stop, coming to teach us? Question number three. We all know the midah of anger, of kas, is something you want to avoid. How do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anger b'chol yoyim? V'kel zoyim, zoyim is anger. V'kel zoyim b'chol yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. How can we understand this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to learn from Hashem. Of course we're supposed to learn from Hashem. So Hashem getting angry is just something we're missing here. How does this work? How do we understand this? To answer these questions, Let's go back now to Pasuk Ches. Va'adas l'umin tisoyveko. And the nations, the congregation of the nations surround me. The Seviva. V'aleh la'morim shuva. David's davening to Hashem. David HaMelech is davening to Hashem. Go back up to Shemayim. Who are these umim, these nations? They're two pshatim that we'll discuss right now. The Radak learns that each shevet, each of the shvatim, are also referred to as a nation. And we know that at this point in time, David HaMelech has Shevet Yehuda on his side, but the other shvatim who are like other nations, they're not with David yet. So they're against David. Va'adas le'um tisaviveka. They surround David. They are attacking David. And therefore, David HaMelech davens to Hashem, V'aleh la'morim shuva. Don't accept their tefillos. Go back up to Shemayim. That's why David HaMelech is asking Hashem to go back up to Shemayim, not to accept their tefillos. And there's another pshat as well. The Pasha pshat, V'adas le'umim tisaviveka, is referring to the nations of the world. When they come, the Plishtim, the enemies of David HaMelech, Yishbi Benov, Yishbi was Goliath's brother, giant, just like David. Another time, Mr. Shem will discuss how David HaMelech was almost killed by Yishbi. The Adas Lumen to Saveka, David HaMelech was davening to Hashem. Hashem, don't listen to the tefillas of the nations of the world. Therefore, V'aleo La'morim Shuva, therefore go back up to Shemayim. And therefore you won't listen to the tefillas. That's what David is davening. This is a very powerful lesson that David HaMelech is teaching us. The koyach ha-tefila, the power tefila, that David HaMelech has to ask Hashem, don't listen to the tefillas of my enemies. Don't listen to the tefillas, whether it's the other nations of the world, who are even the Rishayim, the Plishtim, or if it's the other Shvatim, who at this point in time have not joined the side of David HaMelech. David was anointed by Hashem. And yet he has to daven to Hashem that their tefillas against him should not be accepted by Hashem. What does this tell us? This tells us that when the person davens to Hashem for good things, HaKadosh Baruch is going to listen. As the Sefer Chasidim tells us, when the person davens for ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers those tefillas. And we see over here, Vahadas l'umin desayveka, I'm surrounded by the nations. V'aleh l'amar m'shuva. Therefore, go up and don't accept their tefillas. What this tells us is that how powerful tefila is, the koyach tefila, we have to realize the strength of tefila and utilize it for ourselves. Hashem yodin amim, in Pasuk Tes, shafteini Hashem. Hashem judges the nations, then therefore Hashem should judge me. Ketzidki chusumi alai, as we said, my righteousness, that I'm really innocent. Yigmar no ra rishoyim. Yigmar no ra rishoyim. This psik, this pause, right after the ra. So the pasha psha, before we get to the pause, is that David HaMelech is davening to Hashem, yigmar no ra rishoyim, that the ra, the evil that these people are doing, should destroy them. That they are doing wrong things, and therefore they should be punished. There's another mahalach that the Mefarshim take. Yigmar no ra. The evil, the ra, should be destroyed. Of who? Of the Rishoyim. Then what's next in the pasuk? Usechoinein tzaddik. And what do you have left? If the evil is removed from the rasha, from the person, you're left with the tzaddik. Usechoinein tzaddik. And we can understand this better from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud, Omer Aleph. There are many situations, many stories throughout Shas, of the Isha Chachoma, of the wise lady, Ashes Reb Meir, the wife of Reb Meir, the Tana Reb Meir, Bruria. And there was a situation where there were these people who were really chepering Reb Meir. Chepering is not a good word, because they weren't just bothering a little. They bothered him so much to a point where he wanted a daven that they should die. This is what Reb Meir wanted to do. Reb Meir was a tzaddik, but he couldn't take these people anymore. Bruria came over, and she said to her husband, the last pasuk that we say in Baruch Hinavshi, in Kapitul Kuf Dalit, the last pasuk where it says, Yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz u'rishoyim oid einam. The pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim min ha'aretz. Yitamu means that it should cease, it should stop. What should stop? The chatoim, the sins should stop. It doesn't say the chaitim. She told her husband, it doesn't say the chaitim, the sinners. It says the sins should stop. Meaning, daven to Hashem that these people should do tshuva. Daven to Hashem, yigmar nora, that the evil should cease to exist in them. Once the evil goes away, usachoinin tzaddik, then you're left with the tzaddik. The Maram on this Gemara explains that there's sometimes people that are born with a certain tchuna, a certain makeup, a certain mezeg. That's their mazel. That certain things by most people that are pashut we don't do, they do things wrong. They have a teva, a nature that's pulling them that direction. And that's what we're davening over here. Yitamu chatoim, that the chatoim, the sins, should stop. We're davening over Yigma Nora Rishoim. The evil that's inside of the person should stop. Not that the Rasha, not that the person himself should die. And there's a very powerful lesson once again for Rebbeim, for teachers, for parents, and for everyone. You have a child who's misbehaving. The child is not intrinsically ra, chas v'shalom. The child is not a mechutzuf. The child is behaving in a chutzpedik way. The child is not a liar. The person is not a liar. Sometimes you have shakronim, but we're not discussing that. The person is lying, but not that he's a liar. We have to differentiate between the ra, the evil, yigmar no ra. We dive into Hashem that the ra should go away. From this person, and then usachoinin tzaddik. Then we're left with the tzaddik. And this is something that we should be able to do, we should work on ourselves when it comes to everybody. Because you look at the next part of the pasuk, boichin libois klois lakin tzaddik. Who is the boichin libois? Only Hashem knows the truth, what the person really intended, or what the person really wants. And since we don't, we have a responsibility to judge favorably. Boichin libois klois lakin tzaddik. Hashem is boich and libois. Hashem knows what's inside the heart of the person. But we don't. So if we don't, we have to look at the person and judge him favorably. Elakim, like looking like a lot, like a tzaddik. Pasigir Aleph, Magini al Elakim, Oshia Yishrei Leif. I put my trust in Hashem. The Radak explains, since I put my trust in Hashem, Hashem is my Magin, Hashem is my shield. Magini al Elakim. And this is what we all have to try to do. Put my trust in Hashem. Magini al Elokim. And then if I put my trust in Hashem, Hashem will be Moshia Yishrei Leiv. He will save. He will be my savior. The Yishrei Leiv. Those who are Yisharim, those who are straight and serve Hashem without any shtick. Yishrei Leiv. Serve Hashem in the proper path. Which now brings us to Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis, we asked, what does this mean Hashem gets angry? Elakim Shoifei Tzaddik, Hashem is the judge of the Tzaddik, V'kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, and Hashem gets angry every day. Now the word Kel, the Mefarshim, the Al Shech HaKadosh, and others, they explain, what is this word of Hashem's name, Kel, what does it mean? The Chazoyin, the Chazat Zion, explains, that it's the name of Hashem of Chesed. Kel is Chesed. V'kel zoyim b'chol yoyim. What does it mean, kel zoyim b'chol yoyim? Hashem gets angry every day. And he says like this. Person does aveiros. Rachman l'tzlan, ein tzadik b'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechta. We do aveiros. But Hashem now wants to make sure that we get cleansed before we get to Olam Haba. So Hashem does this a chesed. What's the chesed Hashem does? Hashem gives us a patch over here in this world. The punishment here in this world. Kel Zoyim, it's Midas Chesed, that every day Hashem gives us something. Sometimes it's a little bigger, sometimes it's a little smaller. But Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, it's an act of Chesed from Hashem, that Hashem is doing this to us on a regular day, regular basis. I want to share with you, a few months ago, my lawnmower broke. And my grass was getting higher and higher. I had no choice. I was looking around for gardeners, landscaping, and I had no choice. I had to hire somebody. The grass was really getting high. To fix the lawnmower was a whole big issue. And after he cut the grass, I said, okay, how much does it cost? He says, I'll bill you later. A few weeks go by, he's cutting again. So how much does it cost? I'll bill later. No, don't worry about it. And this is going on for weeks and weeks and months, and he's not sending me a bill. Eventually, he sends me this really, really big bill because he didn't send me a bill all these months. And when does he want? He wants to pay me in one shot. He wants me to pay him all in one time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if we would have to pay for the Avera that we did, for the Averas that a person might do, it's too much, too strong. So the Midas HaChesed, Kel, Hashem, with the Midah of Chesed, Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, He gives us every day a little something. Sometimes it might be just taking out a penny instead of a dime or something like this. Or sometimes it's a little bigger, maybe it's a paper cut. Or we just can't find our keys, whatever it might be. Le'aleinu, we should never have tzaras. But we have to realize it's a Chesed from Hashem, Kel Zoyim. B'chol Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a chesed like in this week's parsha. We turn now to the Chet of Meraglim. In this coming parsha, this coming week. Kisisa. And Chazal tell us that every generation is taking, not the Chet of Meraglim, excuse me, from the Chet HaEgel. Excuse me, the Chet HaEgel. And every generation gets a still a punishment from the Chet HaEgel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this massive boulder, as Chazal tell us, smashes into pieces, and different generations get bigger pieces according to Hashem's calculation. And this is what it means over here. In our Pasuk, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyim, every day gets angry. Not that we should learn to get angry, we should learn to understand, appreciate the Chesed of Hashem. And when something is happening to us, it's calculated. It's just what we need to get our kapara. Another point on this topic, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. We start off, Elokim Shoyfei Tzadik. Hashem is judging the tzadik. There are times people, Rachmanu Letzlon Le'Yaleinu, the imamish have so much suffering. A person should never think that he's not, that means that Hashem does not love him, that Hashem does not accept him. It's just the opposite. Elokim Shoyfei Tzadik. Because Hashem is judging the tzadik with Midas Hadin, he's a kapara or she is a kapara for the generation, depending on the situation. Elokim is Midas Hadin. He's judging Shoyfei Tzadik. It's a very important question that the Maral and many others ask as well. Why do we need to know that original Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, with the attribute of justice, but then the world wouldn't survive like this. So he put Rachamim together. Why do we need to know this if he didn't keep it like this? And he explains because there are tzaddikim. There are times that the tzaddikim are judged with Midas Adin. And this Midas Adin that the tzaddikim are being judged with, this helps the generation take away from the punishments that they might deserve. Let's now review a few main points that we discussed here in Mizmor Zayin. We ask, why is David HaMelech davening to Hashem v'aleh al amarim shuva, that Hashem should go up to Shemaim? And we said, because we see over here the koyach ha-tfila, the power of tfila, that David is davening that Hashem should not listen to those who at this point in time is enemies. And you see, if a person's enemies could daven and Hashem might listen to him, how much more so when Hashem will listen to our tefillos as well. Yigmar no ra, stop, there's a psik after the ra, because we daven to Hashem that the evil, the ra, should leave the person. And what's left? If the ra leaves, then the tzaddik is left. And the reason why, because Baruch Hu is kel zoyim v'chol yoyim, is because Hashem is giving us a calculated kapara that we need according to each and every individual. Kel zoyim b'chol yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore is angry every single day to give us exactly the measure of medicine that we need. I wish everyone hatzlacha rabba. We are approaching Purim Katan. Once again, there's a very mesugdikat zman for tefillah. And I will ask if you'd like me to daven for whatever in Yonim they would be, please reach out to me, and Bli Neder I will. And we should see Yeshuas and Refuas, Shidduchim, Zereshel Kayama, and only Yeshuas and Chol Tov.